Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Early voting has started in the 2024 general election. On the first day of early voting, there were long lines in Milwaukee and other communities. The Wisconsin election chair reported that so many people voted early that there were delays in the voting system. Many people may still be deciding how they're going to vote, whether early in person, on election day, or by mail. To learn about each of these options and the protections around them, WUWM's Mayon Silver is joined by Claire Woodall. She's a senior advisor at Issue One, a cross-partisan election reform group. She used to be the director of the City of Milwaukee Election Commission. Woodall breaks down the different ways to vote.
When you're voting absentee, you are either voting early at an in-person absentee voting location or you're voting by mail. Those ballots are all being stored by your clerk or your election commission office in a very secure vault in the City of Milwaukee. It's under 24-hour video surveillance. And then those ballots are going to be counted on election day. They are processed by a team of two election workers. Oftentimes at Central Count in Milwaukee, they will be a bipartisan team. And the machines count your ballot just the same way as if you were at your polling place on election day. One question I used to get was, does my absentee vote count even if it's not close? And your absentee vote always counts. It gets counted in Wisconsin every election. There's no holding on to it just in case the race is close. So it's just as safe and secure. The only risk that you might, encounter is that if you mess up or you have a stray mark, you cross someone out, you have to make sure that you're making it very clear on your absentee ballot what your intention was, because the machine's going to spit that out, and then you'll have a team of two poll workers, again, they're bipartisan, reconstructing that ballot to make sure that your vote counts just as you intended. So in many ways, it is just as safe and secure and reliable as election day voting. But I would say there is one guarantee that absentee voting gives you that election day voting doesn't. And it's that you'll get your ballot and you can vote it in your own time. You aren't going to have to go to a polling place, risk the unknown of how busy it's going to be. Is there going to be anything that happens just on that singular day that would make it so that you can't vote, or maybe you have to wait in line to vote, or just something out of the ordinary occurs? Early voting lasts over 13 days actually. And then you can request your absentee ballot by mail up to 6 weeks before every federal election.
So if you're like a non-procrastinator type, or let's say you don't like lines, you don't like standing in line, it could be a very good option for you.
Yes, absolutely. Although I would always caution, do not go to early voting on the first day or the last day of early voting, right when they open, because you do also see the people who are just so excited to vote early, just like you do on election day. Those lines start right around 7. So go in the middle of the day or go in the middle of the early voting period, because I know that on the first day of early voting, we're going to see longer lines. It's just the nature of how people's excitement works when they're choosing their voting method.
And we were talking about the different reasons that someone might want to vote early or absentee. There's two types of absentee voting. There's the mail-in ballots, which can be returned multiple ways. And then there's voting in person early at the polls, not on election day. And all of those things generate an absentee ballot. And you said that there's some reason someone might want to vote that way, some reason someone might want to vote on election day and have the ballot go through the tabulator like at the election, at the poll. But can you break down for me what some of the protections are around absentee voting?
Sure. So every absentee ballot is tracked in the statewide voter database. So every single ballot that gets issued within a clerk's office is tracked. It's associated with a voter via the envelope that it's mailed in, and it has a barcode on it that has a unique identifying number that is located back to each voter. Now, that's not to say the ballot itself has a barcode. It's just the envelope in which it's mailed. And so, for one, that is a foolproof system. It's tracked. We know. You can check on My Vote to see where your ballot is in the mail, to see if you have concerns. What if someone's requested a ballot on my behalf? I know that's a conspiracy theory we hear a lot. You can go and look it up yourself to make sure that, you know, no one's requested a ballot on your behalf. Those ballots are then tracked back as they come in. Every envelope is scanned as being returned. So you can also have peace of mind that your ballot has made it back if you mailed it back or used a drop box or dropped it off at your clerk's office. When you go to vote at in-person early voting, you're going to get a ballot, vote it, put it in that envelope, and seal that envelope right then. So you can't go get a ballot and then take it home with you. You do have to vote the ballot there at the polling place. You are then going to, oftentimes, if you're voting in the city of Milwaukee, you're going to put it into a secure ballot box, which is locked. And at the end of the night, those will all be retrieved. We will count them, make sure that there are the correct number of ballots for the number of voters. And then that gets transported back and stored securely until election day. Those ballots, the only handling that happens is that they get reviewed to make sure they have a voter signature, a witness signature, and a witness address, because clerks want to check and make sure your ballot is ready to be counted on election day, and it needs all three of those things. And then it'll also get sorted by your voting ward and then alphabetized. That way it just speeds up the process on election day.
Who is your witness at the early voting polls?
So at early voting, it's going to be one of the staff members. You're going to vote your ballot, you're going to put it in the envelope, and then you are going to sign in front of the election worker, and then the election worker will sign. And if you look on that envelope, they'll oftentimes use the clerk's address or the city hall address for their witness address. Oftentimes, it'll even be pre-printed on the envelope.
So you were talking about the ways that the ballot is stored securely after you vote early in person absentee. With a by-mail ballot that gets mailed to you, can you talk to me about the ways you can return it and some of the protections in place for that?
Yeah, so you can always return your ballot by mail. Every envelope should have a prepaid postage on it, so you don't need to find a stamp. You can use your home post, you know, your home mailbox. You can use a neighborhood post office box or any postal box in the United States. If you are in Milwaukee or a community that is using drop boxes, you can return your ballot via drop box. These are oftentimes located in convenient spots. And instead of having a postal worker pick up the mail, it will be a team of two election workers from the election commission or the clerk's office, and they have a very strict chain of custody. The drop boxes are almost always under 24-hour security surveillance. They certainly are in Milwaukee. And then every time that those ballots are picked up, the box is examined, photos are taken, the number of ballots are counted, the ballots are placed into a bag and then secured using a serial number, a tamper-proof seal that has a serial number, and then that is all verified by a third party once they get back to the secure absentee location, where they will be opened up and then sorted and prepared for election day. So it's a very secure process if you're going to return it by Dropbox. I often say it's more secure than by the mail, but the mail is certainly convenient, especially if you're not local. And then you can also always return your own ballot in person to your clerk's office or the City Hall Election Commission office up through election day.
And once all these ballots, whether you've voted it in person early or by mail or dropped it off at a drop box or your clerk's office, what happens to the ballots next?
So then they get sorted by your voting ward and alphabetized, and they are stored until election day. On election day, if you are in a central count municipality, Milwaukee is one of those, Green Bay, Wauwatosa. Yep.
Yeah.
Those are going to be processed in one central location where oftentimes you have bipartisan teams. Both political parties have been very active and helpful in nominating election workers for central count. And those ballots are going to be processed on election day. Every voter, just like when you go to the polls, is going to be assigned a voter number in the absentee log. The workers are going to review the envelope, make sure it meets the requirements of a voter's signature, a witness address, and then the ballot gets opened and then set aside to go through a tabulator. Now, if at any point your ballot is damaged, or if it looks like maybe coffee spilled on it, or it gets jammed in a machine, there will always be teams of two to reconstruct your ballot to the fullest extent possible. So what I mean by that is if the mail machine took out a chunk of your ballot, we obviously can't assume to know how you would have voted, but the rest of that ballot gets reconstructed, everything gets documented in extensive paperwork, and then the new ballot gets fed through the machine. So on election night, when you're wondering about where are those results, why is it taking so long, especially in places that use a central count, I like to stress that it is a very, very accurate process, and recounts have shown that time and time again, but that it takes time. You don't ever want to rush your bank teller when they're counting out your money. I often say you don't want to rush your tabulators or your election workers when they're counting your votes. It's not as simple as ripping open envelopes and feeding them through a machine. There's a lot of documentation involved, and it just is a process that takes time. Now, if you don't have a central count municipality, your ballots are going to be taken to your polling place. And teams of two election workers are going to open ballots. Again, you're going to get a voter number in the poll book, and then those ballots get fed through a machine. It depends on where you are. Every municipality operates a little bit differently. But for instance, in Madison, I know they take 5 ballots at a time, get in line with voters, and then they check those ballots in, open them up, and then go feed them through a machine. A lot of times those people the election workers who are processing absentee ballots will have identification, like a vest that says absentee ballot counter or some other indication on the table where they're working, so that you know what those ballots are that they're handling. Because you'll see an election worker walking around oftentimes with ballots, and you want to know, whose ballots are those? Why are you walking around the polling place with a ballot? And that's what's taking place.
So in a nutshell, you were talking about this before, but why might it take a little longer to get the results on election night in a central count location?
So the primary reason is that you're having those communities that use central count are larger communities where it would be more difficult for us to distribute absentee ballots across 180 polling places, just the logistics of that, and then ensuring consistency in the operation. But at the end of the night, no matter what, whether you finish at 8 or at 10 o'clock, the results have to be exported onto this encrypted flash drive, which takes several minutes. There's a detailed chain of custody process that's documented, and then they have to be transported and manually put onto the election commission or the county clerk's secure system in order to tally those results. Now, it could be that we have results in 2022. The city of Milwaukee was finished by 8:30, and it just took about an hour for that process, and we were at the Milwaukee County Election Commission by about 10 or 10:30. In this election, it could be that it is the very similar situation. What we saw in 2020 was a large number of first-time poll workers processing ballots. We also had an phenomenal, but a record-breaking number of absentee ballots. And then we also had drop boxes that stayed open until 7:30. And some lessons learned from that was that a lot of people wait till the very last minute to return their ballot. So between 6 p.m. and 7:30 at 15 drop boxes across the city, almost 1,000 ballots were returned in 2020. So anytime a ballot comes in, it has to get checked into the computer system, it has to get sorted into its ward, and then assigned a voter number, documented, and then fed through the machine with that ward. And so it's a detailed process that takes time. But I know that in the city of Milwaukee, drop boxes are going to close at 6 p.m. this election. So I think we'll see less ballots dropped off at that last minute. And we always encourage voters, if you're listening to this, now you know, maybe it's not best to wait till the last minute. If you can turn your ballot in ahead of election day, it's even better, because that way it's in the clerk's possession at the start of the day and can be part of that first batch of ballots that gets processed.
What's the appropriate time to return your ballot via mail?
If you have it by mail ballot and you're going to be mailing it through the USPS Postal Service, USPS and the Election Commission recommend mailing it at least 1 week in advance. Anything closer, there's just not a guarantee, and we'd recommend you use a drop box or deliver it in person to any early voting location.
Claire Woodall, thanks for talking to us at WWM about the protections in place to vote absentee and what it's like to vote absentee versus on election day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Claire Woodall is the former director of the City of Milwaukee Election Commission. She's now a senior advisor at Issue One, a cross-partisan election reform group. She spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver. We have much more information on the upcoming election in our voter guide. You can find it at wuwm.com/voter guide.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.